It's time for the Greek Grapevine on KROC AM, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. And Ari Kolas is here. Good morning, Ari.
Morning, Rich.
What are we talking about today?
Well, I thought, you know, today I talk about, I love hot drinks during the winter. You know, my Greek constitution cannot handle this cold weather, so I need to find little remedies to get me through the cold winter.
All right, so give us some suggestions here. Although it's kind of a mild week, relatively speaking, this week, but you know we're going to have another blast.
Yeah. Well, last Sunday we had some church people over. They had a broomball thing with the kids, so we had a bunch of kids and adults over at our house Sunday afternoon. So we had a little hot chocolate bar and some hot coffee, hot tea, things like that. So we had a bunch of different things out, from Bailey's to rum chata.
Kahlua.
I made some Irish coffee, a little Kahlua. And it was just fun. So things like that are so easy to make, and it's simple. And of course, the kids had their hot chocolate. They were happy. A couple marshmallows, some cookies. Everyone's happy. But the adults like that little bit extra. A little bit extra push to put in there.
A little personality.
Yep, exactly. So first one, the rum chata, I love. You know, rum chata is that great liqueur. It actually originated in Wisconsin, believe it or not. A guy near Milwaukee came up with this thing using real Wisconsin dairy cream, Caribbean rum, and then he added the horchata flavor, which is a big thing in the Hispanic culture. Horchata, to me, the whole thing, rum chata tastes like a cinnamon roll in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great by itself. But when you add the horchata, the rum chata in with your hot chocolate, it's really good stuff. It's creamy. You get that little bit of the cinnamon roll flavor in there. It was just a lot of fun to do that way.
I saw something on one of your shelves, a Cinnabon.
Cinnabon, yes. You know, we've all
seen
it.
So, I mean, obviously that's got a similar makeup than rum chata.
Great stuff. Creamy. Not quite as rich and creamy as Bailey's, which is very decadent, but the Cinnabon, if you like it in the strip malls, whenever you see it, when you go shopping, you're going to love the Cinnabon liqueur because it tastes just like it. And they guard the recipe and their flavoring very well. But this stuff, when they put their name on it, you know it's good.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So, okay. We got hot chocolate and stuff. But, you know, what if you're lactose intolerant? What are we going to do?
Well, I took care of those people too, believe me. You always have a little something. So I've talked about it in the past always, but I love Chambord, the black raspberry liqueur out of France. So I had a bottle of Chambord out there too, and that goes great in either coffee or the hot chocolate. So when you add Chambord, which is this nice raspberry flavor from France, you add that to your hot chocolate. We all love chocolate and berry flavors.
Sure.
And it added just enough, no dairy in there. It was very good stuff, and even with the coffee too. So all those things can work well together. And then another thing I did, totally trying to be a little different, because I have a bunch of different half bottles in my house because I love to try things. My wife reads a recipe somewhere. I end up bringing a bottle home, so I've got a lot of bottles. But
you got a large bar.
She had some Saint Germain, which is an elderflower liqueur, which is pretty
I've always wondered what an elderflower is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too sweet, but it's got a little sweetness to it, but very kind of, you know, it goes along with this big flavor thing that you see chefs working on with the thymes and the things like that. So we added that to a little bit of black tea that someone had. Someone wanted tea. They didn't want the caffeine with the coffee. Didn't want the chocolate. So we had tea. And that elderflower with the black tea actually worked pretty good. I was surprised. I was a little worried about that. Yeah, let's try this. I reach back and I get it. And it went over pretty well. So it just goes to show, you can try different things and to do it. So my favorite part of the whole day, though, was I made an Irish coffee. You know, so I love Irish coffee.
Oh,
I don't know if you know how to make it. It's simple to make, but I made
it. Got a few calories in it.
It did have a few calories. You know, you get your hot
coffee. Whipped topping on there.
Yep, exactly. That's what we had. We had some of the ready whip on top. I sprinkled a little chocolate sprinkles over the top of it with the whiskey. You add a little sugar to it. I even added just a little drizzle of cream de menthe over the top. If you're going to be Irish, you got to have a little green in it. So I added a little bit of that just for color and a little bit of flavor. And, man, it was so good. So very simple to make. And I love the history of the Irish coffee, how an enterprising bartender back at the Shannon Airport in Ireland had these American tourists coming through and wanted something to keep them warm. So he came up with this recipe just on the fly for these American tourists back in the 30s and 40s. Because just think, back then the airplanes weren't as good as they are now. You'd get off the plane. They didn't have big terminals. You'd get off the plane. You'd go outside in Ireland.
Walking on the tarmac.
Yep, right there on the tarmac. And so he came up with this thing, and people love it. And they, of course, brought it back from Ireland back to the United States, and it's just blown up from there.
Wow. All right. Think about some hot drinks for those cold days and cold nights here when next time you have a big group gathering. And, you know, we stop out at any of the Apollo locations. And Hours are still...
We're open until 9 o'clock during the week.
Okay.
And then Friday, Saturday, we're open until 10 o'clock. So come in anytime. Call us up.
That's
we can deliver.
Most of the stores, anyway.
You know, we're lazy.
Okay.
We all get lazy sometimes. Call us up. We can deliver to your house. We'll help you any way we can. We'll even help you drink it, too, like I say. So.
All right. Thanks, Ari. And thank you for joining us on the Greek Grapevine with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with 6 locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. I'm Rich Peterson. Join us again next Wednesday on KROC AM.